Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. It's your brother Elohim. Back here live in the living color. I'm going to have to actually chime out and chime back in again. It's kind of interesting. I sort of hit the wrong buttons, but we're going to play a little music here. Problem here, and I'm not sure exactly what it is. If you can hear me, press 1 on your dial, and that will let me know that you can hear me. This is Sunday 2.0. We're talking about the Bible. Nobody's pressing 1, so I'm not sure if you can hear me or not, and I don't have my other phone with me in the studio, so very interesting. Well, since I don't know if you can hear me, let me see if you're not pressing 1 and I can hear you. Let's see if you can hear me. I'm going to open up a mic here. Yes.
Press off.
This is Brother Elohim. Can you guys hear me over there? I can hear you, but you can't hear me?
Yes, we can hear you over here.
Okay. All right. I'm going to close your mic back. I'm doing just fine, sir. Thank you very much. The brother that used to host the show on Legacy of a Nation, Max, he passed out Sunday.
Oh,
I just
no.
Got off the motor. Yeah, he was 84 years old. We're going to miss him.
Yeah.
For the next few shows, I'm going to be for the next
dedicated.
Yeah, I'm going to dedicate the shows to Brother Mac, especially Legacy of the Nation. This comes on Saturday. I didn't do Saturday. I'm ironing out the problems with the systems, and things seem to be starting to work. So, anyhow, this is Sunday. We're talking about the Bible 2.0. Let me do an assertion. I walk the path of Ben Addison Good, and I will keep my mind focused and read what you sell. By doing this, I will walk the path of delight, and I will get what I want. The key is, get what you want. It's very important that we get what I want. Now, remember, those who are on the line, if you are, now the mic things aren't working. I want to open up a couple of the mics. And now my mic clicker is not working. I bought new systems and everything. So listen, I just keep going the way it's going. As long as I know that I can hear me out there, we'll keep going, okay? If you do press 1 on your dial and I don't open it up, it's because my, all of a sudden, the thing that opens up the mic is not working. So the button that opens up the mic is not working. So I only have 2 mics open. So we'll just keep going. You can hear what I'm saying. That's all that matters, okay? And the reason why I do Bible 2.0 is because we've been into the Bible as a religious book based on what this culture is teaching us. The Bible is a very powerful book, and this is why it's so prominent in this culture. Everything that they have, everything that they're doing is tributed to the book. They don't want us to know what's in the book. They don't want us to know how to read the book. Once you learn how to read the book, you can eventually have a DNA awakening. You can stop using the brain and directly use your DNA to access and retrieve information. This is one of the things that they don't want you to know. Also, I don't know what's wrong with me here. Okay, also, just to give you an example, this is what I do every week because I want, especially on Sunday, a lot of this information is in the Toronto Scripture Complete Volume, those that have the book can access some of this information that I'm giving you now. But these shows are being sponsored. All the shows that I'm doing from this point on are being sponsored by Elohim Five Tribe Society of Love, okay? And when I do the commercial, you better go to my website and access some information. Now, there's things that still need to be added to the website, but you can go in and contact numbers and all that stuff is up there. And those of you who have businesses and want to add your contact number to the site, people will eventually be able to contact you and purchase whatever you're trying to, whatever goods and services that you have, or you'll be able to do that. The purpose of the site is to give people that are trying to, or becoming entrepreneurs, access to the internet where they can, people can order stuff using Visa, PayPal, and all that stuff. That's the purpose of the site. We need money. We need to create a way for people to either create their own job, or we need to find a way to create jobs for people. Now, we're looking for computer hackers or people that are good with computers. So whatever your prices, whatever you're charging, we don't have a problem with that because we need help setting up some of the stuff that we're doing. But this is a global site, okay? I just want to put it out there to those on the line because I don't have that written up in commercials. So it's on my mind, so I just put it out there, okay? Now, also, just to give you an idea of how ridiculously idiotic that the ministers are teaching us about the Bible, it's going to give you a small breakdown of the code. In Psalm 82, it says that you are all gods. What does that mean? That means you have unlimited potential. Also, it's the code to let you know everywhere in the book, when they talk about God, they're talking about men and women. That's a whole different thought process. Because when they say God made the heavens and the earth, they're talking about men and women making the heavens and the earth. These are your ancestors putting all this together. You see what I'm saying? This is why they're doing it now. Nothing's stopping these guys. Where do they get the notion that they can fly up in space and do stuff like this? It's all coming out of the book. Because they know how to read the book, and we don't. We're getting caught up in the occult practices rather than deal with the power that we can take from the book. See? So if men and women made the earth, what kind of technology did they have that we've lost when they made the planet? See what I'm saying? Now, let's think about that for a minute. Sounds a little crazy, bro. You mean to tell me that our ancestors made the planet? That's why when you say I'm an African-American, I'm an Egyptian, I'm Haitian, I'm a Frenchman and all that stuff, that's not who you really are because you were in existence before the planet. See what I'm saying? That's just a whole different thought process. If you were in existence before the planet, how can this little speck of dirt be greater than you? You know what I'm saying? You're greater than this because you're connected to the entire cosmos out there because of who you are. That's why the Egyptians wrote on the wall, know thyself. Because if you don't know who you are, your thought process can only take you to a certain point. You're being limited in your thought process, especially when you're dealing with a God outside of yourself. Because when you look in that mirror, there's nothing on the planet greater than what you see in that mirror. And also, conversely, what you see in that mirror is not greater than anything else on the planet. So you don't get power, you don't get overpowered with your own awesomeness. Because you are awesome. You're very, very powerful. What makes you powerful? Now, they have this debate going all the time. Designism versus evolution. See? Once you look at the word theory, evolution is debunked. A theory is an idea that has not been proven. They have not proven evolution. They're coming up with different ways that these facts made evolution possible, yeah, it's also possible for me to carry the herb around on my back, but I ain't, you know, you can't prove it. You see what I'm saying? Prove it to me. It cannot prove evolution. So, but designism, can we prove designism? Okay. Psalm 82 says, you are a God. That means you have unlimited potential. What gives you unlimited potential? You are a designer. See, men and women can't fly. This is an example I use. Men and women can't fly because it's against nature. It's not natural for men and women to go outside and flap their arms and fly like birds. It's not going to happen. You can flap your arms all day long and you will not take off. But since you are a God, you are literally beyond nature. So you can design things to overcome whatever nature has for men and women. Because once you come out of the stage of being a man or woman and go into your godhood, into your God mind, there's nothing impossible for you to accomplish, nothing impossible for you to achieve. This is why the Bible 2.0 is so important, so that we can get used to the codes and how the codes work. So when you go through the book, everywhere it says that God done something, they talk about a man or a woman did that. You follow what I'm saying? Pretty interesting. Like in the beginning, when it said, let us make men and women in our image. You're not supposed to be calling your children, babies, boys, girls. That's not what you're supposed to be calling them. Because when they're born men and women on a process to becoming the guys that they're supposed to be. So we go from young men, young women, into adults, into guys. That's the process. Not boys and girls and children and all that stuff. It throws you into a whole different paradigm, whole different thought process. And it throws your children there too. Because once you say you're a man or a woman, that puts you under nature. That means whoever has defined what a man and a woman can do based on natural activity, that's what you're going to go by. That's what you're going to limit yourself to. Well, the Bible negates that. The Bible tells you that you are a God. You know what I'm saying? But you have to go into the mindset, into the thought process. What makes you a God? Because you are a designer. These cosmos was designed by incorporeal entities that came in into this dimension, which is who you are, this physical body. There's an incorporeal entity living inside of that. That's what's running this body, not you. The body don't run itself. Something's running the body. Something tells the hand to move, move. The hand don't move by itself. So something is controlling this physical thing, which is the incorporeal entity, what they're calling the soul and the spirit. They got a whole bunch of different names because they don't know where it came from. They can't explain where you came from, although in some of the episodes that I've done, I went pre-Bible, where I tell you where you came from, how you got here, how all this was made, how this was done. And in fact, the one word that they put in their Bible that's showing everybody all is create. Every scientist knows. Now, scientist is just another word from read what you saw. Why do they take, I don't want to go too far off topic. Why do they take the word read what you saw away from science? Because that balances the science. See what I'm saying? Without read what you saw, which is science, it balances the activity that the designers do. You know what I'm saying? If you're not conscious that what you're going to do is going to come back to you and not doing things based on that, you're subject to anything because you think you're above. You think you're above things coming back to you to get to you based on what you've been doing. That's what balances science. That's why they take the word. That's why they took read what you saw out of it. Read what you saw is your culture. Not dancing and singing and having feathers in your hair and all. That's not your culture. Those are the distractions that they put out to keep you from knowing what's going on. Why are you out there dancing and playing football and singing and all that kind of stuff? If I'm not saying don't do it, but you have to focus on reality of what's going on, which is politics and religion. Those are the two things that are controlling your life. In the Elohim Five Tribe Society, we start off with the religious aspect. you coming in as a minister, which means you have to learn. If you don't know what a minister is supposed to be and what a minister is supposed to be doing, you have a book that comes with it that'll tell you how you're supposed to act, tell you what you're supposed to be doing, and how powerful as a minister, see what I'm saying, that you have, what kind of power you have as a minister. See, if you have credentials as a minister, a lot of things that they get people to do, you don't have to do. Because why? It's against your religion. And church and state is separate. So if you set up an organization without a religious base, you're asking for trouble. That's why they shut down all the black hospitals. Why? Because they didn't have a religious base. They didn't shut down the Jewish hospital. They didn't shut down the Shriners hospital. They didn't shut down the Catholic hospitals. Why? Because they're religious based. Church and state is separate. See, we have to understand the power and how to use it. And this is what the Bible teaches you. It teaches you how to use the Bible if you're not reading it from a religious perspective. Okay? Now, I'll just throw a different thought process out there. Think about this. What does religion really mean? I can't say that there's no such thing as religion because that wouldn't be true. Religion is realigning yourself with source energy. Now, wait a minute. How can I realign myself with source energy? When you ask a question like that, that means you don't know who you are, see? Because if you think that you were created and you're praying to some creator, you don't know who you are. Because energy cannot be created or destroyed, and you're made out of energy. Everything in the universe, I mean, you think it's a coincidence that you got copper, zinc, and all that stuff in your body? You know what I'm saying? That you got gases in your body that they haven't even discovered yet. I'm saying it. You're hearing it. They'll come out with it when they discover it, but there's things inside you that they don't even know about. They're just trying to say, like dark matter. Dark matter feeds the incorporeal energy and entity that lives inside of you. Now, how do you get your system to eat the dark matter, which flows through everything in the universe? Google, check any of them. They're not talking about that because they don't know. They know dark matter exists, but they don't know how to handle it. They don't know how to move it. They don't know anything more about it. They're in a learning process. Follow what I'm saying? But it's in your DNA. You think all of this history about the, what do you call it, history.com and all this stuff where they're trying to get a hold of your DNA. One strand of your DNA has enough information in it, has enough space in it to handle the entire Library of Congress. That's how powerful your DNA is. You think when they were talking about the blood of Jesus, they were just talking about his blood? Come on, man. See, this is what I'm saying. They got to think, oh, I was washed in the blood and the blood saved me. The DNA that's coming through him and his ancestors. That's what they're talking about, the information that the brother possessed. How could they access this information? That's why it's so hard to find his body. You can't find Yahshua's body. A lot of the great people that they're looking for, their bodies they can't find. That's why they're going into Egypt, digging up the pharaohs. Not because they worried about the money in the pharaoh. They print money. They got money all day long. They want DNA samples. They want to analyze the DNA. That's how they figured out how they built the pyramid, by analyzing some of the pharaoh's DNA. We don't know about this stuff. We don't know why they're doing what we're doing because it starts with you knowing who you are. And the Bible tells you who you are if you understand the code. You understand? The entire universe works for you. That's why I don't know if your mom used to tell you, but my mom used to tell me, be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. That's why in the first assertion, it tells you, I will get what I want. You must know what you want. Because if you don't know what you want, if you're in Philadelphia talking about, I want this and I want that coming to Philadelphia, and then you move to Jersey, and wondering why you're in Jersey kissing hell, because everything you ask for is coming to Philadelphia and you're not here. It works through action and reaction. It takes a little while for things to develop, but if you stay on your path, be true to where you're going and what you're trying to do, the universe will make sure that things are in place when you need them. Maybe not when you want them, but when you need them, things will be in place for you to have. It's kind of interesting. Now, here we have a society called Elohim, Five Tribe Society of Love. It's where I come from. The reason I call it Elohim, because we're all Elohim. God, O-I-M. That's what Elohim means. That's who you are. Elohim is plural. You know, some groups tell you that, but a lot of them don't. But the thing about it is, you have so much in you that you can bring out. And they're fighting to get the information out of you because they're pretty much children of their baby just coming through. And most of the breakthroughs that you're getting out of this, that they're getting, is coming through the black community because of what's in our DNA. It's not in their DNA. Well, it's in their DNA, but they don't know who they are. You know, they come from a monkey or something like that. The monkey just fell out of a tree and started making white folks. You know? I mean, it's the kind of nonsense they're teaching people. And if you don't put it on the test, you're flunked the test because this is the right answer for them. And you got to put these answers on, like who discovered electricity? You don't put down Benjamin Franklin and you don't put down George Washington, all these guys, you're flunked the test. You know what I mean? What's the guy that the apple fell on his head? No, here we putting up building blocks that's as big as 2 or 3 tractor trailers, but an apple fall on a guy's head and all of a sudden he knows about electricity. You know what I'm saying? Or he knows about gravity. This is the nonsense that they're making your children accept as the truth. If they don't put these names down on the paper, your children will flunk the test. If your children are not down with the evolutionary process with the dinosaurs and all this and herbivores and all that, they will flunk the test. Because they're giving the test, and the test is required for you to get a job to make money to eat. So they're controlling the system. The 3-meal-a-day diet sucks. It does not work. It was designed by the drug boys. Who are the drug boys? Come on. You got all these pharmaceutical industries out here with their little, you got Rite Aid. You got, who else you got here? CVS. You got a lot of drug outlets. They're not producing the drugs, but they're drug outlets. You follow what I'm saying? Now, these guys got it going on. They're going to Congress, spending that money on Congress to make sure that they little drugs get there. Look what they did with opioids. They knew the risk of opioids, but they lobbied Congress and the CDC to get opioids out there. And I asked the doctor when I was in the hospital, because they found some black spots, but I asked him, I said, yo, have they ever solved the opioid problem? She said, yeah, well, they made another drug. Pack the drug. They put a terrible drug out there. Now they made another drug to counteract that drug. You have to look at them for who they are. These are drug dealers. That's who they are. And their primary goal is to have you on drugs by the time you're 40 or 50. Follow what I'm saying? Have you on drugs. They want you to be a junkie by the time you're 40 or 50. And it starts with the little monthly vitamin that you're giving the baby. Get the baby used to taking the pills. Get the young man was taking the pills. So you accept the pill popping. You know what I mean? And they get used to that. They follow us, a pill for this, a pill for that. I'll take the pill to get high to distract me from my work so hard. The whole thing, everything that's going on right now, okay? I don't know what's going on. My screen just went out. Everything that's going on right now is related. Now, those that are calling in, my screen just went down altogether. I know you can hear me because I'm hearing you on another phone. Those that are on the lines, right, I say that you can press 1 and you can, if you have something to say. If you press 1 and I don't open up your mic, it's because I'm clicking on it and it's not working right now, okay? So, but still press 1 if you have a comment or something that you want to say, okay? But what we're getting at, the whole premise of this conversation is the Bible 2.0, and it led me into this. I don't want to get too far off track. But there's so much going on that we're not aware of because you don't know who you are. You know what I'm saying? Once you realize that you weren't created, right, you are made out of the same substance that the universe is made out of. Why do I say made? Our minds... Our brains go back as far as the uncaused cause. Can't go back further than that. Something caused everything to exist that was already here, okay? And nothing caused it to exist. You have to get to that point at one time. Something just had to be here. You follow what I'm saying? We call it the uncaused cause. Now, that uncaused car is energy. Everything in the universe is made up out of that energy. So you can't make something from nothing. So you were made from that energy. So actually, you are actually source energy expanding itself. This is why you're so powerful, because of where you literally come from. You come from that which produced everything, not this planet, but all the planets, the sun, the moon, the star, everything out there was produced by this energy. You know what I'm saying? Now, you as an incorporeal being put the suns and stuff together. You follow what I'm saying? I'll give a whole lecture on this one day, but not today. But you're coming through the black hole of Osiris A and Osiris B. It's not a coincidence that they built the pyramid mimicking, okay, the constellation. We call it the constellation Elohim. They call it Osiris. Orion, and the Egyptian call it Osiris, so we're changing it. We're calling it the constellation Elohim, naming it after all of us. You see what I'm saying? But this is where we come out of. We come through that black hole as incorporeal entities, and we put all this together. Now, why we came through the black hole, that's a whole other thing. But that's a whole other lecture, and we'll talk about that. These are the kind of things, the kind of talk that I'm talking right now. This is what you're not getting. You're not getting this in the church. You know what I'm saying? Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah. Why do we call it the Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah? Allah is the all energy together, everywhere. See what I'm saying? That's your source. All that comes from source. That's source energy. You follow what I'm saying? That's Allah or the all. Christ is the consciousness. Okay, that permeates that energy. That Jesus' last name was not Christ. His name was Yahshua ben Pandera. That was his full name. You can look that up. He had been there at temples in Egypt and all that stuff. You follow what I'm saying? He was a Kenite, but he was from the continent of Africa. Because that's where he was born. All that was considered Africa, okay? So what I'm saying is that you have a powerful, powerful history, okay? The Christ consciousness, okay? That's why I didn't spell it the way the Egyptians spelled it. This spelled Christ, K-R-S-T. Now, if you think they don't know that Christ is spelled K-R-S-T, Google the word. They got all kinds of Christ radio shows, Christ this, Christ that, Christ that. They know. You don't know because, you know, they got you trapped in what we call distraction. You're caught up in a distraction. And do they have distractions out there for you, boy? Yeah. There's nothing wrong with dealing with the distraction if you know it's a distraction. It's a distraction. Just like a lot of the musicians know that music is a distraction. So they sung songs that had political value, like Bob Marley and Nina Simone and some of the other musicians out there. They knew it was a distraction, but they used it, see what I'm saying, to bring the people into what's real. So if you know that football is a distraction, so when you get those millions of dollars, don't buy you no $25 million house. I'm looking at Floyd Mayweather. This guy, he lives in a $29 million house. He pays his chef $1,000 per meal. Do you know if he go into one of the poor black communities with that $29 million, what he can do to uplift and rebuild the black communities that he's from? He don't know who he is. Now, he says he wants to be a billionaire through real estate. He can do that. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem with that. He got all the property that's worth millions of dollars. That's fine. Once he learned who he is, now the question is, once he learned who he is, will they let him live? Because these people will knock you off. They don't have a problem with that. So you have to be mindful of who you are, what you're doing, and how you're getting the money that you're getting, okay? Now, I kind of went a little above board here on half hour. I normally do the commercial So I'm going to do like a real quick commercial. That's Elohim Fire Tribe Constellation Osiris Radio presents Elohim Speaks at 8 to 9 p.m. Philadelphia, U.S. time. Call the number 516-453-9230. Press one if you have if you want to have something said, you want to give us a shout out or something, or if you have a business and you want to acknowledge your business or just say hi, that's fine too. Okay, we do not mention your last name unless you want us to. You only use the 4 digits of your phone, and that will identify you as the caller with the phone number first, okay? Monday we deal with health, Tuesday we deal with history, Wednesday we deal with politics, Thursday economics, Sunday religion, and religion, Toronto for Church of Christ in a while, okay? And we're dealing with the Bible 2.0 because we want you to know where your power base is, how to get power out of that book. That's why they wrote it for you. The book is thousands of years old, and the power in there that they use then, you can use right now, okay? I released the gospel CD called Jesus is Coming, 911 Jesus Mercy. This is how we make our funds. Most of you have your packets already. The gospel CD is already in there. So you don't have to purchase it. You know, we gave it out with packages, okay? And those that haven't come in, now, a couple people take the packages up, they ain't come by to get them, man. You know, you can come by and get them so you can start studying. This first year that we're in operation for people to study, to learn. You have to learn about trust, what's an indenture, and what's an indenture agreement, how to make beneficiaries, how to set up beneficiaries for your children. That's all I'm saying. How to do your property so that if something happens to you, you don't have to go through probate where you have to pay these lawyers all this money to transfer the wealth into your children. This stuff, all this is in the package that you get. You need to learn. You need to study. Okay? Now, the CD is called Jesus is Coming. Now, we ask ourselves, where is he coming from? We think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, from the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of these babies you're dumping, because it just might be the one to get us out of this mess. And and we need those babies. And they also like to throw out there that Planned Parenthood was set up by the Eugenics Society. And that's why Planned Parenthood is located mostly in the Black and Hispanic areas. More of our babies have been aborted since they changed the law of Roe versus Wade and they start putting Planned Parenthood in our areas. More Black children have died in that circumstance of abortion than ever before. One guy called in, if you ever listen to the CD, call my office. If you want a copy, you can call me, and I'll send you a copy of the CD free of charge. Well, it's not free of charge. You have to literally pass the CD on. That's the price. You have to make copies and give them to somebody. That's the price you pay for the CD called More Alpha, okay? One guy called in and said, look, the best way to hate a nigga is before they're born. And that's what they're doing. They're genociding you, okay? And Planned Parenthood is part of the power. Oh, well, women need this, and yeah, women need that, but there's a hidden agenda to these guys. That's why a lot of our people are hesitant to get the vaccine. We're trying to figure out if there's a hidden agenda. Now, I've gotten my shot. Since I was there at the V, I just wanted to go. I took the Moderna, not the Moderna, the Pfizer, because the Pfizer attacks the vaccine, the germ itself, whereas Moderna works on the immune system. Okay. So let me forget. Don't you check out my book, Islamic Scriptures Part 2, of Christ to Come. Okay. You can get that on Amazon. eBay, right now Amazon Beta, and you will be able to get it soon on our website, which is Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love. Type that in, the site will come up. If you look at the site, it's a basic site. Now we need you to call in, look at it. If you see some changes that need to be made or something that you think you need to add, let us know. It's a basic site. We're, you know, like this is a society, so we all have to work together to make things come out of full fruition. In other words, okay? if you want to know more about the book or the society or the album, just call us number 215-758-1703 from 9 to you can call from 9 to 9 basically because I run pretty much from 9 to 9, 9 in the morning to 9 at night when it comes to what we're doing, okay? Now, I also like to give a shout out to the UAIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa. So if you're interested in doing something in the motherland, maybe a college of RBG Industries, shout out. They make designer clothes, buttons, flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, I mean, I got four of them, and they hold it up just fine. Now, just give one of those weeks your call at 609-688-5828, and you can get more information about that. I also like to give a shout-out to Safemore Electronics. The call-in number is 215-909-3352 from 9 to 5. They do basic electric work. If you need an outlet or sockets and lights and stuff like that, just give them a call. The industrial electricity, they'll do that. I'd like to give a shout out to Tom Thornton, who writes under the name of T. Thornton. He has an old school style out of Philadelphia. He has 60 CDs on the market. Just Google Heaven 2019 TEE Thornton. For more information, just give them a call, 267-259. Those of you who have listened to copies on the album, some of their harmony in the background, he helped me do the harmony. I did some of the harmony with his studio. He has been in a studio like I have, and sometimes we go back and forth to different studios to complement each other's work. I'd like to give a shout-out to Philip Huff Learning Academy. He's licensed and certified. He's registered nurse who is currently in medical school. I'm a senior doctor. Philip Huff has a before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for better quality children's service, I'll give her a call. And my grandson, this guy, he's 6 years old. He know all the books. He can recite all the books of the Bible. Took me out. Kids are so smart. I mean, she does one heck of a job with the little one. Okay, her calling number is 610-688-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. In fact, she just had another little one last month, and I have to pat her on the back because she caught COVID-19 while she was pregnant. She came through all that, and baby came out fine and everything. It was tough to go for a minute, but she made it through. This is my baby, Rashida, and she made it through, and she named the baby after her grandmother, which is her middle name, which is Sarah. And that took me out. I didn't encourage her to do it, but she did enough to put it down my head. Her email address is taylorpathlearningacademy@gmail.com. I would like to give a shout-out to our resident naturopathic healers and doctors, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And for some reason, there's something missing here. Okay. Dr. Paul. Dr. Bill, he's also a naturopathic doctor. His number is 561-561-3864. If you're sick and don't have these guys on speed dial, you're just hurting them. Nobody deserves to be sick. So we're gonna, oh, okay, I forgot to turn the page. I know I was missing something, okay? And I'd like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his Black History book, Remarks Crowd. You need to get that book. He understands history. He's telling you about the global network, global empire that we had. We had Olympics and all that stuff. They didn't come up with the Olympics idea on their own. We had Olympics before, and they're digging up the Olympic stadiums, but they're not telling them about it. They're not letting you know your history. So you have to dig and find out for yourself, okay? The Legacy of the Nation show, I'd like to once again announce that the Legacy of the Nation show will now be coming on Saturday early. I'll be doing the Legacy of the Nation show from this point on as a tribute to Brother Mac, who's no longer with us. He made his transition on Sunday. I'm sort of mad at him for leaving me here like this, you know what I mean? Because we're supposed to do our 200th birthday together. But you have to eat a certain way if you're going to make it through. And the book tells you how to eat, Psalm 129. Genesis 129. You will look to tell you what you're supposed to eat and be here for a long period of time, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra 11. She has a spoken word. She speaks a pretty good word. That's Will I Am's sister, and I think she's doing a pretty good job out there. So I'll give her a plug. I also like to give a shout out to Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor, and she does a pretty good job as a spiritual leader. Because we, I don't know what's going on with the screen. Keep falling down. But anyhow, She does a pretty good job, and I'd like to give a shout out to Division 121 for that. This many UNACL 1918 and 1929 of the world. In the other week, for more information, contact President Mark P. at UNA 267-822-2320. Okay? Those are the missing people that I want to know. We got about 11 minutes left. An hour don't seem like enough time, but I might add more time as we go on. But because there's so much information that I want to share with you about your power, how to get and use the power that the ancestors left for you. And the Bible is a power book. It will help you get that power once you understand who you are, okay? Now, those who have younger children, stop calling your children boys and girls and all that kind of stuff. They're young men and women. It said, let us make men and women, not boys and girls, not children. Let us make men and women. How did they make the men and women? They procreated. That's how they made the men and women. Nothing sneaky about it. That's why the baby come out in their image. Now, if you procreate with somebody and that child will come out in their image, you will have a problem with that. You know what I'm saying? That's why the children came out in their image. And I'm using some children. That's why the men and women come out in their image, because they were procreating. That's why I said, let us make men and women, okay? They made men and women. It takes two to make them babies. That's where the us comes from. They're trying to make it all spooky. There was a whole, no. The first time they talk about it in the Bible, it wasn't in a scientific mode, okay? It's in a cultural mode. You read what you saw. That's why they put the law on homosexuality, because they know babies coming out. You know, you're following the saying, you're reaping a feeling, but you're not reaping the results of what that whole process is all about. It's what we're making children. We need the children. Why do we need the children? When they talk about the tree of life, they're talking about your children. You're supposed to eat out of what the tree of life produces. If the children don't produce, how do we survive? How do we keep going? Your children have to be producers. You know what I'm saying? Those who are entrepreneurs or trying to be entrepreneurs, they know that they have to produce. And you can teach your children to produce what you're producing. If you're making the kind of money where they can look at what you're doing, oh, man, they're paying bills and buying cars and all this stuff out of the business that my parents set up. You know what I mean? Maybe I need to get into that myself. But if you're doing it and you're broke, something's wrong. That means you don't understand the system, because you're not supposed to be broke. If you can make anything, if you can just make a button, you can get paid. I don't care what it is. You follow what I'm saying? If you're having trouble, stuck with a few dollars, you can go get some Duncan Hines cake mix and make some chocolate cake or some cookies or something and put them on a market. Don't nobody can know it's Duncan Hines. You know what I'm saying? You can walk through your neighborhood. That's what we do with the bean pies and the carrot cake. We walk through the neighborhood and sell out every day. Every day we sell out. You know, people walking through with us, just sell out every day. You follow what I'm saying? There's no reason why you can't produce something that can make money. It don't always have to be about your job. You know what I'm saying? You can create a job for yourself. People will give you a shot, especially black folks. Black folks will give you a shot. Now, if you sell them a pie and it don't taste right, analysts are coming back to that person because they gave you a shot. If it ain't right, they're not buying no more. That's one thing about black folks. They will give you a chance, okay? You know, they will try you. But if you ain't right, they ain't coming back no more. This is a lot of different groups out there. They don't understand. People have tried you. You follow what I'm saying? And they're not getting no justice. They're not getting what they want out of what you're doing. So they're moving on. You got to know you're dealing with God. God don't actually need you to be successful. They can be successful on their own. When God's come together, like, it's really, really great. That's why when I think about Marcus the Messiah Garvey, I say his name the way it's supposed to be said, Marcus the Messiah Garvey and the people, what he put together, it was a miracle what they stopped putting together. But once you realize who he was, then you can understand why he was able to do what he did. You feel me? So anyway, let's get, I'm getting a little bit off topic here, but it's all part of me introducing you to yourself. That's what I'm doing. I'm introducing you to God, okay? Stop talking this creation crap. You were not created. You were made from source energy. You're the energy that permeates the cosmos. While I'm saying, it's no coincidence that some of the things that's in you, okay, it's in the entire universe, because that's how you came into being. You weren't created. That means making something from nothing. It can't be done. That's the first lesson you learn in science, or read what you sow. I thought I could put the two together, because they're supposed to be together, because one balances the other. To read what you sow, that's your scientific culture that balances the entire universe, okay? If you put a planet in motion towards the sun, based on the speed and trajectory of the planet, it will either crash into the sun, hit the sun's corona, bounce off, or it will go into orbit around the sun based on, you understand? Based on the trajectory on which you launch that particular object into the sun. You follow what I'm saying? You're going to reap what you sow. You're sowing an object towards the sun at a certain rate of speed, and you're going to reap what that is. It's like throwing a ball against a wall. If you just throw it very lightly, it might not come back to you. But you throw it hard enough, it might come back and hit you in the head. It depends on the velocity under which you put behind the ball to go into the sun. Everything is based on that. The entire universe is set up on reap what you sow. Everything. You know what I'm saying? now that you know who you are, now that you know that your ancestors built on everything, not just this planet, but the other other solar systems as well. Now you know what you're capable of. Okay? There's no coincidence that they decided we need to fly. All right? So they weren't standing outside like idiots, flapping their arms, waiting for the God to sit up in the chair, God to come down and help them float. No, because they know who they were. They knew. They have the Bible. For 2,000 years, they've been reading this book. All right? So they really, really ahead of you. We put the book down like we're doing now. We're putting the book down. We don't read it because we don't know how to read it. The book, when you're dealing from a religious perspective, is nonsense. I'm listening to some of the arguments. You have to watch Sonetta TV. If you're interested in what the children are doing out there, you know, Sonetta TV does a pretty good job. So I'm going to give Sonetta a shout out. I don't really know his number. I'm going to ask Sonetta for my commercial. I'll watch him from time to time. And some of the debates they have about the book, it's actually amazing when I know that they don't know how to read the book. They read it from a religious perspective. And in most cases, both of them are right, but they're arguing who's right, who's wrong, and they're both right. I would say from a different perspective. I only got about 3 minutes. I'm just going to give you a little example of what was going on. The sister, she said that the snake didn't lie to Eve in the garden when he said that she wouldn't die. He said that she called him Elohim. I don't say that, but that's what she called. She called it Elohim lied to her. You know, the guy in the first part of the Bible is Jehovah. It said he lied to him, told him that they would die. He didn't say they would die that day. They would die. He said in that day they would die. He understand the language, like in the time of Moses, so and so happened. In the time of Abraham, so and so things happened. In the time, that's how they were talking. In the time of Adam and Eve, you will die. You follow what I'm saying? But they were incorporeal entities, all right, before they ate the fruit. That's what I'm saying. They don't know how to read the book. They were incorporeal entities before they ate the fruit, and then they became corporeal. Once the incorporeal entity becomes corporeal, the body starts to decay right then. So that's when they begin to die. But it's in the time of Adam and Eve, which is 933 years. You know what I'm saying? So, no, the serpent didn't lie, nor did the Jehovah, what they call Elohim, nor did they lie. See what I'm saying? So they were both coming from the right side of the thing, but they didn't know how to read the book. So they argue who's right and who's wrong. Neither one of them was wrong. You follow what I'm saying? It's just the perception saying that Elohim lied when they didn't, because It didn't say on that day. It said in that day. And there's a difference between on and in. You know what I'm saying? Just like when they put in the interpolation of the word A. We're out of time. There's so much that I want to share. And I'm actually sorry. Well, I'm sorry I've been missing so many days on the airways. I'm trying to correct that now. Okay, I bought new systems. I spent over $1,000 on them. I spent over $1,000 on equipment here, so it should do something, okay? Let me do my final assertion. I walked the path of divine energy today. All energy I put out was for a divine purpose, and I eagerly embrace its return. That's really what you sow. And you think about it before you turn in. You know what I'm saying? That's in part of your ritual, which should have been in the package. A couple of them wasn't in there. I have to mail it out, which I'm trying to get in the mail tomorrow for them. When you think about the day, everything that I've done today, it's going to come back to me. And when you get up in the morning, you say, everything that I do today is going to come back to me. So you don't do anything that you wouldn't want done for yourself. That creates a balance. That balances science, because we're all science. This is how we were made. We were made to be designers, okay? Yeah, we design spaceships, rocket ships, everything, and we keep designing. We're not evolving. We're designing things to take us to wherever we want to go. You know what I'm saying? You've been like this, the way you are for millions of years. Oh, we got about 10 seconds left. I like to thank everybody on the line with you. I really appreciate you calling in. Let me know I'm not here by myself. My goal is to be here every day, but things are happening. But it's not going to stop me from working on it. Okay? With that, I like to say love is the act that makes others feel good. So you guys go and have a feel good day. This is your brother Elohim signing off. Check with me tomorrow. If I'm not here, so be it. But more than likely, I will be here. Much love, guys.